Hawser went behind the Adirond to look at where the wires crossed over Zuxal's wrists. He was telling the truth. The wires had cut into him, like fence wire into tree bark. The changer frowned. "I've never seen that happen," he said to the motionless rear of the Adirond's head. "What are you up to? Your skin's harder than that."
"I am up to nothing, human,"
Zuxal said wearily, sighing heavily.
"My body is injured. It tries to rebuild itself. Of necessity, it becomes more pliable, less hardy, as it tries to rebuild the damaged parts. If you don't believe me, never mind, but don't forget that I did warn you."
"I'll think about it," Hawser said. "If it gets too bad, shout out." He stepped out through the girders, back onto the station floor, and walked toward the others.
"I shall have to think about that," Zuxal said quietly. "Warriors are not given to shouting out because they are in pain."
"So?" Yalson said to the changer. "Is Wubslin happy?" "Worried he won't get to drive the train," Hawser told her. "What's the drone doing?" "Taking its time looking through the other train." "Well, we'll leave it there," Hawser said. "You and I can search the station. Avager?" He looked at the old man, who was using a small piece of plastic to prise bits of food from between his teeth.
"What?"
Avager said, looking up suspiciously at the changer. "Watch the Adirond. We're going to take a look around the station." Avager shrugged.
"All right, I suppose so. Not too many places I can go for the moment."
He inspected the end of the piece of plastic. He reached out, took hold of the end of the ramp and pulled. He moved forward on a wave of pain. He gripped the edge of the train door and hauled again. He slid and scraped from the ramp and onto the interior floor of the train itself. When he was fully inside, he rested. Blood made a steady roar inside his head. His hand was becoming tired now and sore. It was not the aching, grinding pain from his wounds, but it worried him more. He was afraid that his hand would soon seize up, that it would grow too weak to grip, and he would be unable to haul himself along. At least now the way was level. He had a carriage and a half to drag himself, but there was no slope. He tried to look back, behind and down to the place he had lain, but could manage only a brief glimpse before he had to let his head fall back. There was a scraped and bloody trail on the ramp, as though a broom, laced with purple paint, had been dragged through the dust and debris of the metal surface. There was no point in looking back. His only way was forward. He had only a little while left. In a half hour or less, he would be dead. He would have had longer just lying on the ramp, but moving had shortened his life, quickened the sapping forces steadily draining him of strength and vitality. He hauled himself toward the longitudinal corridor. His two useless, shattered legs slithered after him on a thin slick of blood.
"Ginger!"
Hawser frowned. He and Yalson were setting out to look over the station. The Adirond called Hawser when he was only a few steps away from the pallet where Avager now sat, looking fed up and pointing his gun in roughly the same direction as Balveda, while the culture agent continued pacing up and down.
"Yes, Zuxal," Hawser said.
"These wires, they will slice me up soon. I only mention it because you have so studiously avoided destroying me so far. It would be a pity to die accidentally due to an oversight. Please, go on your way if you cannot be bothered."
"You want the wires loosened?"
"The merest fraction. They have not given them, you see, and it would be nice to breathe without dissecting myself."
"If you try anything this time," Hawser told the Adirond, coming close to him, gun pointed at his face, "I'll blow both your arms and all three legs off and slide you home on the pallet."
"Your threatened cruelty has convinced me, human. You obviously know the shame we attach to prosthetics, even if they are the result of battle wounds. I shall behave. Just loosen the wires a little, like a good ally."
Hawser loosened the wires slightly where they were cutting into Zoxal's body. The section leader flexed and made a loud sighing sound with his mouth.
"Much better, little one. Much better. Now I shall live to face whatever retribution you may imagine is mine."
"Depend on it," Hawser said. "If he breathes belligerently," he told Avager, "shoot his legs off."
"Oh, yes, sir," Avager said, saluting.
"Hoping to trip over the mind, Hawser?" Balveda asked him.
She had stopped pacing and stood facing him and Yalsin, her hands in her pockets.
One never knows, Balveda, Horsa said.
Tomb robber, Balveda said through a lazy smile. Horsa turned to Yalsin. Tell Wubslin we're leaving. Ask him to keep an eye on the platform, make sure Avager doesn't fall asleep. Yalsin raised Wubslin on the communicator.